trouble. He's just stressing out like every other fan. Well, there's good in every team. Things aren't always what they seem. You can always find a winner if you try. Oh, weeknights, things will get better. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, they will for Parker and the man. Oh, yes, they will for Parker and the man. But you know, the man still can't understand. Parker and Wilson. On Detroit's 1130 WDFN, The Fan. It's Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Good evening, Detroit!
It's a Tuesday. It's April 29th, 2014, at a Hell with Donald Sterling, Taco Bell. Has revealed what's in its beef. That's the big news of the day, man. Taco Bell told everybody it's 88% beef and there's another 12% of something. And Rob said, well, what is it? And I said, let me take a look. First of all, there's no MSG. And I would know that because I've had Taco Bell and I'm very allergic to MSG products. So it had to be no monosodium glutamate in it because otherwise I would have gotten vertigo and been out of here. All right, Rob, you ready? Maltodextrin, which is a mildly sweet sugar form. Torula yeast gives the seasoned beef a more savory taste.
We're really starting with this, Mark. Yes. On a big historic day.
Modified cornstarch. This is bigger to me. Sodium phosphates, caramel color, and lactic acid. Now you know what's in your Taco Bell. I say good for them. Look at EP. He's wanting a taco right now. How you doing there, fella? What do you got? You doing a lot of tweeting or something's going on with the Facebook
stuff? No, I'm ready to
stuff.
Go. I got show to do. We got
now,
show
Now, when did
to
you
do.
Get back? Now, is that a new hat?
No. From Columbia, but it's not new.
So that's a dark colored.
All black. Columbia.
All black Columbia University.
See on the back? You can't even see the letters because it said Columbia in black.
It says Taco Bell on the back.
No.
Columbia, you can't. Well, why would you get a hat you can't see the stuff?
I like it all black.
Okay.
Feeling good today.
You got orange and black, and it's like Halloween in the Rob Parker household.
Wow,
Happy Halloween.
What a historic day today it was, Mark. I got to admit, I was floored. I had my mouth open. I wasn't even sleeping.
Really?
Yes,
what
I did.
What did you think was going to happen?
I thought that it would be a indefinite suspension, probably a year or so, and he'd be fined $1 million, and they'd say, well, we really can't force the guy out, but we'll just...
So you thought it would be the minimum,
yep.
Basically.
I
really
did.
What they could do.
Yep, I really did, but I will say this. Everybody's patting Adam Silver on the back, and he did a good job. But, Mark, the only reason this thing got done and got done the way it was, the players applied pressure. This is the first time I saw the NBA union together say, oh no, we're not having this. LeBron James, all these guys came out. Even Michael Jordan, Mark, who never says anything. You ever remember him saying anything racial or controversial? No, remember, he's got to sell sneakers and
T-shirts
and soda pop. Michael Jordan's not into that. This was so strong that I think Adam Silver knew he had a revolt on his hands, Mark, if he didn't come with it.
I don't know. He sounded like from get-go that he was ready for bear. It sounded like he wanted to make a statement, too. I'm the new guy in town. I'm the new sheriff. And there's
but everybody was looking
at him.
Around no,
here.
I agree. But everybody was looking to him, Mark, because... 3 months on the job, you know what just happened? The big bully in school, you know, you're the new guy at school, and the guy comes over and he just punches you for no reason in the face. And what does everybody else do? They look to see how you're going to respond, right? It's a big moment. If you punk out, you're a punk for the rest of the time you're at that school. Am I right or wrong?
Yeah.
And if you punch the bully back, people are going to say, that dude's bad, man. Don't mess with him.
I thought Maxwell Silverhammer was going to be laden down today, if that's even a word. I'm coining a phrase. I thought there'd be the Silver Bullet Band. I mean, I used all the little silver references I could. I just felt that coming in like this and with a story such that we had, and we talked about this yesterday, that in my opinion, and I'll hold to this one, that everybody had the Clippers' backs on this, the players' backs on this. Everybody. You just said it. From Michael Jordan on down to Mark Cuban to Tom Gorris to the average guy on the street mostly had their back. It was there was I didn't hear certainly there was no rally
Mark,
for Donald Tokowitz Sterling.
That's not it.
Big parade for the guy.
When you open this and you say that everybody's not happy with this decision. I think you're kidding yourself.
I
like when you say that because
NBA America.
That. But there are a lot of people out there. I want to hear from those people.
I don't know all 320 million.
I want to hear from people who aren't happy with this. Just be honest. Let's have a real conversation. You don't have to be afraid to call up. But I believe that deep down, there are some people sitting out there who see this and say, "Ugh, here we go again. If you say something about black people, they take your thing and they Paula Deen and they run you out of your business." They're not happy. There are white people at home right now who are not happy of what happened today. That doesn't mean that they agree with the language or agree with Donald Sterling, but they're not happy with what happened today. I guarantee you that. I wish somebody is brave enough to call and be honest with your opinion. Just be honest. 248-848-1130. Because, Mark, I looked at this and I was really amazed. I was. You say you knew it all the way and you thought it was going
to
be this.
I thought the hammer would come down to the fullest extent of the NBA law. Now, whatever that really meant, whether it meant $1 million, now we find out it's $2 million or $2.5 million. Whether that meant a lifetime ban or whether it meant he just couldn't come around. I mean, Don Sterling's lifetime probably ain't going to be that real long anyhow. He's 80 years old. God bless him. But still, I'm telling you, so I don't know if he was 40 years old, would they have done a lifetime ban? I don't know to answer that question.
Are people
probably.
People afraid now that this can happen now. Somebody record. Because I keep hearing the excuses. I mean, Mark, the excuses about how the tape, it was secretly taped. That's not right. Where's freedom of speech? You're allowed to say whatever you want in your own home, and they recorded it, and, this is unfair, and it would never hold up in court. None of that. Please say the word about it's not a court of law.
It's the court of public opinion.
He didn't get
I
Mark,
said that yesterday.
Did he get a handcuffed and taken to jail for a felony or misdemeanor?
No, this
it's
is not.
He didn't break
not
the
a
law.
Law. Nope, it's not. The reasonable expectation in many ways does not apply to this case because reasonable expectation is what people use in the law firm. They said the reasonable expectation is that the man has a reasonable expectation to be in his house and say whatever he wants, whether you like it or not, whether it's politically correct or not, whether it's you got public knowledge or not, you have the right to do it. Well, not necessarily in this day and age because times have changed. And sometimes we like to think that times didn't change, but they've changed. So, yes, we did not try this in court. We tried this in the court of public opinion. It was out there. Once it's not private anymore, it's public. How it got that way, you have to take that up with the people that do that. But now we find out he probably knew it was recorded anyhow or did know it was recorded anyhow. See, all the facts of the case, because it was so fast, didn't come out in this. And look, this guy is browbeating this woman probably till the cows came home. She probably had enough. Couldn't take any more. And she made it public. She did what she had to do.
I agree. And I think people who...
Have you ever been with a woman?
Who, me?
And a woman scorned?
Yes. I was divorced.
Hell hath no fury.
What are you asking me? I got divorced. I
was
married.
Let's remember that all these little cliches exist. Hell hath no fury,
Mark,
as a woman scorned.
You think that came from nowhere? Right. That didn't come from nowhere.
She was real happy in her relationship with this fine gentleman. That would never have taken place.
248-848-1130.
My voice is a little sick.
I know you got a little Bobby Brady.
A little Bobby Brady thing going.
Just reaction. What was your reaction? Do you think it's too harsh? Some people think it's too harsh. I want to have a real conversation tonight. I really do.
UCLA just pulled a $3 million gift from Donald Sterling. They refused to accept it.
But is that unbelievable? That's how bad it is. When schools give back money.
$3 million. Because UCLA can use $3 million.
Mark, they don't want any blood. The NAACP.
Blood money. It's blood money, right?
NAACP gave back the check. They gave him back his money. Because you know why? They could keep if they kept this money, nobody else would give money to them. Do you know what I mean? So you have to say to yourself, we gave it back. We want nothing to do with that guy. And that's persona non grata, Mark, who you talk about all the time. It's done. But I still believe there's a segment of the population who's not happy with this. And this is the other question I pose to you. Oftentimes in the black community, we always have this thing. Something bad happens, you look and go, oh, the guy's black. Oh. shake your head.
Right.
Because you know what it means, right?
Right.
Now we're going to hear stories about
they're going to overblow
black,
it.
Right. It's going to be, oh, black people, you know, they're wilding and they're robbing and stealing and look at what they just carjacked.
They group it together with other problems.
Right. Everything. Oh, look at what's going on. White guy does something. Nobody, Mark, when Jeffrey Dahmer ate those people in ate those boys in Milwaukee. Nope.
Always a laugh with Jeffrey Dahmer, who has since passed on.
They got killed in jail.
In jail.
They got killed. Mark, nobody comes to you. You don't feel bad, do you? That, oh, my God, a white guy ate some other guys. You don't feel bad.
I'm not real proud as a white guy, but I wouldn't say that. But you're right. It doesn't come up in the conversation. Hey, you're white. Let me ask you about cannibalism.
Were you hurt today? Were you hurt by this at all? Did you personally? Were you hurt by this at all? Did you take any sense to say, I can't believe that in 2014,
would you like to see my reaction?
White people, I'm asking you, Mark.
On ParkerTheMan.com?
Are still talking about stuff like this.
I'm going to be honest with you. You want to see my reaction?
Yeah.
I was sitting with my attorney, and we turned it on to watch it live on the internet, okay? And when Silver came out, he had that first couple of minutes where he didn't, you know, give an overview, and then all of a sudden started hammering it in. Today, I've decided to ban Sterling for lifetime.
Immediately, right.
$2.5 million fine, and I encouraged the owners to get him to sell the team. Do you know what we did? We stood up, and we went... like that. That was my first react. I stood up and went, punched like, yeah.
Right, right.
That
was done.
That was the knee-jerk reaction to it. Good. You got him. Short of bodily harm, there was nothing left to do.
248-848-1130. I want to hear from people.
Would you like to start?
Who don't agree.
Yeah. Like to start?
Yeah, let's
start. Hit the button?
Let's get it going.
Hit the button right there if you're watching at ParkerTheMan.com or PremierSportsTalkNetwork.com. Eric, in the city, you're on Sports Night with Parker and the Man back on the Fan. Hi, Eric.
Hello. How are you guys doing this evening?
Doing great.
First of all, as appalling as what he said was, I do think that there is still freedom of speech, especially in a private conversation. I think what needed to have happened was that we should have let the public domain and the sponsors and everybody else affect him so badly economically that it would force him to sell the team. I should be able to think whatever I want to think, regardless of what I own.
No. Doesn't work like that.
Can I answer Eric one thing real fast? Because this always
Eric,
gets
we got to talk to you. But hold on, and please follow us in this conversation.
There's two points you just made.
Right.
First of all, you separated two different thoughts. First, you said you can think whatever you want. Sure, you can think whatever you want, Eric. Think whatever you want. At the beginning, you talked about freedom of speech. Did he get his freedom of speech? Did he say what he wanted to say?
He said what he wanted to
say.
Okay,
and wait a minute. You heard him, right? And
yes.
Did the police come to his house, put him in handcuffs, and take him away?
No, they did not.
Okay, so they didn't violate his freedom of speech.
He got his freedom of speech. But Eric,
wait a minute. Eric, hold on.
I would like to do this. Okay. With freedom of speech, as Don Imus has found out, as many people have found out, Laura Schlesinger, especially in the media or big high profile positions, it comes with consequences.
I understand that. I'm not saying there shouldn't be consequences.
Oh, freedom of speech?
I'm not saying there shouldn't be consequences. What I'm saying is that because of what I said, you should not be able to force me to sell my team. Now, I may be put in a financial bind. Well, I have to sell my team.
No.
It's not your team.
Players aren't playing.
When you signed on to the league,
it's a franchise.
You signed on to the rules that were in the Constitution.
They knew he was a racist when he bought the team. See, he has lawsuits.
No. But look,
he has lawsuits that predates him buying the team that showed what kind of man he was as far as being. He lost two lawsuits to the Justice Department for not renting.
That wasn't the big lawsuit. Wasn't before he bought the team. That was in 1980. He bought the team in 1981. That lawsuit dates back to 2009. The big one. That wasn't 81.
Okay, 2000. So they knew who he was.
No, they didn't know to that degree.
And by the way,
and the other thing
that
is,
was the purchase year. He actually first made a foray into it in 1978.
Right. So what I'm saying to you is that if you're saying because of what he said. If a guy loses a lawsuit because he's done something discriminatory toward blacks and Latinos, why doesn't that violate him being an owner?
Because when you do, and I'm not making an excuse for him, again, he was not found guilty in a court of law, okay? He was not found guilty. No. When you settle, it's usually the conditions of the settlement is that there's no wrongdoing. that he doesn't admit to any wrongdoing, but rather than continue the lawsuit and spending money, I'll just make a settlement and go away. And most people accept it. So that's not a conviction. It's totally different, okay?
Okay.
And always remember that. And one last thing I want you to remember.
I'll grant you that.
Freedom of speech, when they put that in, when that was written for people in this country, it wasn't for you saying whatever you want and you work for people. That was so you could disagree with the government and the police not come to your house and arrest you. That's the only thing freedom of speech. When you work for somebody,
we have elongated what freedom of speech really
means. When you work
for
somebody, Eric, you have consequences that come with that. Okay.
He doesn't work for the team. He owns the team.
No. He's involved with the NBA.
Eric, the Los Angeles Clippers are a franchised unit of the National Basketball Association.
That he signed paperwork to be, exactly. That he signed paperwork to become.
There are McDonald's franchisees who have lost franchises for certain indiscretions.
Like using the ketchup or buns that weren't McDonald's buns. They could take your franchise away.
I would have just rather seen people not show up to the games and break him financially where he had to sell the team. That's all I'm saying. I don't think they should be able to come in and tell him that he has to sell his team.
The bylaws.
That's all. Well, I mean, he didn't have to sign on, but thanks a lot. And there's a black guy backing him.
That's him, right? There's your first call of the day, baby.
Time for the official sports night with Parker the Man. Hank Aaron, time check.
Swinging. There's a drive into left center field. That ball is going to be out of here. It's gone. It's 7:15. There's a new home run champion of all time, and it's Henry Aaron.
All right, let's get this sucker started. For reals.
248-848-1130.
For reals.
I'm shocked that the first guy to call up to defend him is a black guy. I'm shocked by it.
Hi, my name is
Mark. I told you, there's a lot of people who think that they should take his team.
But they're misinformed.
I know.
That's misinformation.
And the freedom of speech thing, we got to go. Dude, can we do a class on that?
Can
we
just really? Seriously.
But you hear educated people say that, and I'm just shaking my head at them.
I tell them all the time, did he get his speech?
He said it.
He said what he wanted to say.
What? Oh, freedom of speech. Nobody came and put tape over his mouth.
Right. It would be different if he came out and had a press conference and said, hey, I wanted to talk about how bad black people are, but they wouldn't let me.
They wouldn't let me, right.
I don't have freedom of speech. Where's my freedom of speech in this country? My girlfriend put tape over my mouth. What am I supposed to do about it now?
That's pretty funny.
So I had to use cue cards and just hold them up to the camera. My name's Mark. Welcome to the show. The guy across from me is a guy who had his own, I didn't know this, he had his own audio tape released by TMZ.
Oh, my, I'm in trouble.
But unfortunately, it was just him ordering another salad from McDonald's. Speaking of McDonald's, Taco Bell, the rest of them. Click on Detroit columnist, just back from New York, Rob Parker.
It is Sports Night with Parker and the Man on a Tuesday, a trash-talking Twitter Tuesday.
I'm prepped.
Rob Parker along with the man Mark Wilson. On the other side of the glass, as always, we got EP, Gary, Nick, Ryan, the whole gang, right? We're all here.
We got two minions today?
With the video streaming minions. They're doing
Where's all the minions today?
Ryan took this picture. Is it up on the website yet?
Yeah.
He took a sweet picture of
the
group.
Four of us, right. We're all back together today. I was at Columbia University.
Where was Flash?
I know, where's Flash?
Where's Gavin?
And Lulu.
And Lulu.
And Lulu. And baby Stacy.
I like how you bring up Lulu.
And Lulu.
It's been 16 years since Lulu.
But it is...
What is it today, by the way?
It's a trash-talking Twitter
Tuesday.
So a little later, we'll do some trash, and you can do it on Twitter as well with the hashtag TTTT at our Twitter page at Parker and the Man. We always enjoy it there, too, because it's only 144 characters, and it has to be kind of short.
Make sure you go and read my column today, Mark, on clickondetroit.com, because I give the players a lot of credit in this. I'm telling you, and Mark, a couple other things on the table, NFL players were tweeting, hey, great job by Adams. And I thought to myself, well, that's weird. One of your guys got caught on tape using the N-word, right, in a vile way, and he got to stick around. I don't remember a suspension from the league. Not only that, he got a new contract. He's still playing. And where's the NFL Players Union? Did you see what the NBA Players Union finally did, Mark? They were soft for decades, right? David Stern used to run over them in negotiations. They finally stood up for themselves. They were a group of one, right? You didn't hear a lot of people talking, just a handful of guys, and it was Kevin Johnson and Mark.
Your Sacramento mayor.
Yes, and the thing that was great was, where are the NFL players and their situation with Daniel Snyder in Washington? Isn't it time to now take a look at the NFL and say, dude, what are you doing? Roger Goodell, what's going on?
Well, but that NFL union stuff is so weak.
Mark, it takes 2 seconds to change that. You know how? We refuse to play for any team or against any team with a racist team name. That's our statement.
I just think they don't back the thing with the Native American slant.
Why?
I don't know why.
What, racist is racist. That's a
Rob, it should have been gone 30 years ago, and it remains
racist
to this day.
Racist is racist. I do not.
Every college has taken it out of the mix.
Right. You know what?
Miami of Ohio, Eastern Michigan was the Hurons,
Saint,
the Eagles.
St. John's.
St. John's Redmen.
They were Redmen for the longest. You know what they did when the whole thing came up? Red Storm. Done.
Marquette was the Warriors.
New,
I didn't think Warriors
were
that bad.
New jackets, new uniforms, new hats. It takes 2 seconds.
Colleges did it and did it in swift fashion.
Mark, you call them the Skins. Just call them the Washington Skins. Done. Redskins, really? I hate even saying it. All right. 248-848-1130 is the
Let's
number.
Let's take John out in Ann Arbor. You're on Sportsnet with Parker the Man. Hi, John.
Hi, guys. Always a pleasure listening to you guys.
Thank you.
I do not agree with what Donald Sterling said, and it's kind of appalling. I just don't like the way that it seems like he was set up from the girl, and I'm afraid that this is going to turn into a slippery slope, that because society doesn't like the way that you act or the way you walk or talk, that you can lose whatever it is.
Hold on. I want to have a conversation with you. So just let's go back and forth. I love it. Please, real talk, real conversation.
No fluff.
It's
the real stuff.
The real stuff. It's not about how you walk or talk. It's when you say stuff and you're in a public venue and circumstance where there are going to be problems. When 12 major sponsors start pulling ads and pulling money from the organization, that's bad for the entire league. And you got to remember, it's not like Donald Sterling. Some of the stuff that he said was incredible. You've never heard that on tape before, have you?
No, never have.
It was
appalling. I'm in 1,000% agreement with what you guys are saying as far as that. And I would never. I mean, even in private, you don't say that stuff. It just seems. Kind of, and I'm not making excuses.
No, I got you. I know that's not where you're coming from.
And it sounds like that he was just, as long as Taylor said, he was set up like a mother.
But let me ask you this.
By his own girlfriend?
Wait a minute. How can you be set up? Let me tell you. I talked to Mark, and we were talking about this right before the show. I could record 1,000 hours of Mark Wilson with me in a room, and I could never get him to say what Donald Sterling said on the tape. I'll put my hand on a
right.
Bible.
You have to be predisposed
you have to
say it.
You can't be set up. It was like Marion Barry, the mayor of D.C. A chick calls he hasn't seen in 10 years, calls him up and says, hey, meet me at the hotel so we can smoke crack. If I don't smoke crack, I don't. Right. Do you know what I mean? You can't make me smoke crack.
I totally agree. And I don't know you guys personally, but I've listened to you guys for a long time. And you know, I don't think that either one of you would even venture to say that. I mean, Rob, I know, you know, from your past, and I wish you were still writing for the news and everything. And I know that you wouldn't even do that. And it just seems all too. Maybe I'm just naive.
No,
somewhat, John. I'm going to say you might be, and that's okay. Because a lot of people can be naive until these situations arise,
and you
can learn from it.
Right, and I think a lot of people, there are people who think that, oh, he got set up because of it's a hidden recorder, so you say it's
hidden
a setup.
Hidden my eyeball.
But the thing is,
your iPhone sitting on a counter.
You can't make somebody say something that they don't. That's not inside them. That's my point.
That's true.
How many times have you seen the Murdoch situations where they have, Mark, you talked about it, wearing a wire, and they're trying to get the person to admit that they killed
somebody.
Sometimes
they need that.
But the guy will be in there, he won't do it.
Right.
He won't do it. You can ask him a million ways. Come on, be honest. I know. Did you
John,
do this?
Hold on. John, is there any story here if Donald Sterling says, I don't care who you bring to the game? Yeah, bring Magic. I love him.
No, you know what?
No story.
There's no story whatsoever.
And he has his team.
I love those guys. Bring him to the game all you want.
Move down with life. I agree 1,000%. There's no story there. I just don't want it to escalate into other facets.
No, see, and that's what Mark, and I'm glad you called, because this is what I was talking about. This is the white guy today, and I'm just saying white guy in general, saying, I don't like this. I could lose everything. Am I right? I could lose my, because somebody records me. I could lose it. That's what, those are the people today who want
look
that
happy.
Look
at all the people through Facebook and Twitter who've lost plenty.
Right.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I see it every day in my career. I see people lose. I mean, now, if you go to get hired on some, you know, they look at your Facebook profile.
They want your social media info. Absolutely,
right.
they do.
They want to see all your Twitter and everything else. I think I'm listening, guys. Great show. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks, John.
And, John, thanks for being keeping it real and being honest. Let's do this. Have a real conversation.
I'm going to take it. Is this Freddie Heumann?
I can't tell you have a great show because I've never heard your show. I'm standing for the dial looking for a Tiger game, and I hear Parker and the Man.
Wow. Wow. Freddie Heumann, the great. Let me say this before you get
all
started.
I saw was Big Fred Lansing.
Let me just say this. I've always said this. The greatest television reporter
Absolutely.
In the history
stop
of Detroit. Freddie,
right
Freddie.
You know, people tell me I'm better on radio than television, but
no.
I'm on a radio show, and you guys do.
Freddie, you're the best TV reporter Detroit ever had, sports TV reporter. You know it. Seriously.
You're very kind to say. I don't agree with you. How you guys doing? How long you been on the air?
6 weeks.
This is 6 weeks now,
Freddie. 6 weeks. We just got back.
I have to set you on my speed dial in my car.
After 6 years,
yeah,
it's
we're
now
back
6
together.
Weeks.
Wow, Parker and the Man are back. Well,
I
welcome
know.
Back from Lansing. You know, I only on certain nights can I get you, and I'm standing at dial, and there you are. And I said, it's a black-white issue. Rob's got to be talking.
You know it. You already know. Freddie, give me your take on
I'll say what you probably already said. Did it take this incident to have people realize that there's racism in the NBA? How many black owners and black general managers are there in an all-black league, Rob?
Right. No, not many. Even though the league, I will say this, was one in the forefront. You know what I mean, as far as hiring coaches and stuff and executives more so than baseball. So I will say that.
I thought this Adam Silver hit a home run, and I think he inherited a mess that David Stern and his good old boy network created for years, Rob. And I'm not saying that this is David Stern's fault or his responsibility, but you know there was a good old boy network, and that you know, and Silver had to pick up the mess, and I thought he scored high marks today, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. It's funny you say that, because you know what the lead is on my Click on Detroit column?
What?
What's that?
That the NBA hit a home run today.
Oh, there you go.
Absolutely,
wow.
Freddie.
We've always thought the same way, haven't we, Rob?
We sure have.
The only problem with the Adam Silver thing is he's been around this league long enough.
Oh,
it's
no,
not
he
like
was,
he just got here.
He was the backup. He was the deputy for
so
a long time.
So, obviously, he had to suck it up under Stern for a long time.
But I will
just
say
like
this.
Just like Stern sucked it up under O'Brien, though.
Right. Stern was under O'Brien. And the thing is, I guess, Freddie, is there are people today, and I would love it, like, if we're having this conversation. There are white guys out there who don't feel comfortable with this, that somebody could record you at home in the privacy of your house, and they take your stuff. They take your team. They take your money.
Right.
You know what I mean?
This guy is going to die now with this legacy. I mean, that's what it is. But that's what I tweeted today. That's the big warning to all of us in this world. And you know, anything, Rob, look who I'm talking to you in your situation at ESPN.
Right.
Anything you say, tweet, put on social media, anything can and will be used against you. We have to be extra super careful these days on everything we do because of the new world out there.
And Freddie, you didn't finish the statement. You didn't finish the statement. It doesn't have to be the court of law.
Right.
It's the court of public opinion.
Right. Exactly.
Absolutely.
And that's what people don't get. I think a lot of people don't understand, because they're trying to make excuses. Well, he was set up. It was recorded. He didn't know it was being recorded.
You know, and this isn't a very good thing to say, but Rob, I can say it to you because I know you know it. For all of us, the holier than thou that are saying how awful this is, and it is. It's abysmal. It's stupid. It's asinine. I got white friends that feel the same way, as sad as it is.
No, I know, Freddie. Fred, it's alive and well. We know that, and I tell people.
I wouldn't identify him. I'm not proud of it.
Right.
But that's the way it is. That's the way there are people that are still like that.
Oh, and yeah.
That conversation, and I think the thing that made this such an explosive thing is that, Freddie, we've heard people, you know, like they say, well, Marge Schott said this to me, and it was always hearsay, but to actually hear the tape, you've never heard anything like this, have you?
No.
We've never heard.
It's one of the all-timers. I thought Richie Incognito would never die. I don't know when this one's going to die, because this is, I mean, this guy, you hear that, and you just sit there, and you're almost in disbelief. I don't care if it was with his girlfriend or his mistress or who it was, you're almost in disbelief that somebody in his position where he is in that league that's gotten – now, he didn't get filthy rich from African-Americans, but he helped build the empire with African-Americans. I mean, how could you even think that?
Right. It just, it's amazing. But, Freddie – we appreciate you checking in. Guys. And
the great Freddie Heumann.
Yes, Freddie Heumann, formerly
of Wilson. Man, we got some old Lansing stories, Rob. All right, guys, good luck. I had to say hello.
All right,
Freddie. Thank you. I'll talk to you. I got to call him, too. All right, thank
you,
Freddie.
We'll take more of your calls, 248-848-1130.
By the way, the sports anchor, Channel 6, WLNS-TV in Lansing. So if you're ever up in Lansing, you can see him at 6 and 11.
All right, Rob Parker here for Sam's Alterations, Mark. You think you're the man?
Sam, the man.
Sam is the man, and he has a great location right there, Mark, on 12 Mile Road and Southfield Road in Lathrop Village, and he just does all the alterations you need. Your pants let out, taken in, hems, cuffs, whatever you need done, he can get it done for you. 248-552-9950 is the telephone number, and he can do women's, children, men, people going to church. You see me on Channel 4. The
look
suits,
great.
Tailored.
Fantastic.
All fit me like a glove. So if you need have any alteration needs, go see Sam. Right there in Lathrop Village on 12 Mile Road and Southfield Road. Hey, Mark.
Yo.
Go get Sam.
All right, coming up, more on this, more on the reaction to the NBA, what the NBA did today, the Adam Silver train, the Silver Bullet Band came through today. Also, some trash talking because it is a trash talking Twitter Tuesday, Sports Night with Parker and the Man. Oh, we had a good first long segment. Detroit's 1130, WDFN The Fan, and yes, we're just getting started.
What did he say?
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.